Hello, everybody, and welcome into this episode of Near Fall Podcast. I'm here with Tim Allen.
Hey.
And Eric Morgan.
Yo, yo.
And as always, I'm your host, Rydell Casale. So we're going to hit a few key points tonight. Last night, TNA had their Slammiversary pay-per-view. It was pretty good. It wasn't great.
I love the name.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Slammiversary.
It's better
because
than
we can't think of other names.
I actually kind of want to have that with my girlfriend.
Slammiversary.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen at the end of the night anyway, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to be a Slammiversary.
They're going to body slam each other through tables.
Baby, we're going to have a Slammiversary.
All right, get the tables.
Are you ready?
The table!
Are you ready for these walls of Jericho? love it, baby.
All right, so
tricky for dick lock.
All right, so a couple of big things happened last night. Bubba Ray, Bully Ray, he retained his title. That was a pretty decent match.
Yeah, it was a good match, but the stipulation, which is... I'm trying to remember who they did it to back in WWE, where it's like, as long as Bully Ray is champion now, Sting can't ever challenge for the title again. I want to say it was Batista.
Kind of sounds
No, it was Batista when Edge had the title. That's what it was. Mm. Yeah, it was Batista when Edge had the World Heavyweight title. That's they did that stipulation.
But like, so now that Sting is pretty much was the only competition in TNA to be the champion, were they just going to bring Jeff Hardy?
Jeff Hardy again!
You have Jeff Hardy. You have
Kurt Angle.
Definitely Kurt Angle.
Samoa Joe.
You have Samoa Joe. You got Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode, yeah. And Austin Aries.
Austin Aries, yeah. He's
and it seems like they're trying to push Magnus up to that level of being the
How about heavyweight we champion? All just agree that Abyss should just be the new champion. He should just have all the belts.
You mean Mankind?
Shut up.
Mankind too.
That's what it is.
I seriously remember the very first time I watched TNA, not even knowing anything about who was in it besides it, like Jeff Hardy and Kurt Angle were in it, like, because apparently that was like the retirement center for WWE wrestlers. But and I saw Abyss come out, and like, what is this? It's like, that's Abyss.
That's Mankind.
I know Mankind when I look at Mankind, all right? You can't trick me.
So I kind of like that Bubba Ray is still the champion. I mean, it's... I feel like the Aces and Eights thing is getting a little old.
I feel like the Aces and Eights thing is like...
It's been old.
It's just Hogan doing that. It worked with the NWO.
Ugh. Yeah, but it's not
so
the same.
So he can totally take them over now.
But they're bikers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're badass bikers.
And they're not like superstars either.
I think the whole thing with the Aces and Eights is like... When it started, it was cool. Like, and it was started with... how they kept going with it was cool. How you never knew who the leader was and all that. And then when they finally revealed that it was Bully Ray back at the pay-per-view a couple months ago. And then he got the title.
That was pretty cool.
But now it just seems like they're rushed into trying to keep it still be interesting.
And relevant.
Yeah, because you can only have, like, oh no, the Aces and Eights come out and jump the guy again.
See,
again.
The thing it's like...
And again.
With the Shield, I think why they work so well versus like a... Not that, obviously, Aces and Eights is much larger. But, you know, talking about stables and the kind of both have them, it's like, I feel like the Shield works better because there's three of them. And it's like, they could lose.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's not unbelievable to think that they could lose. I mean, they've lost by disqualifications, but you know what I mean? Like, actually lose a match. So it's like, they're still like, oh, I want to watch this match because...
The Shield's there. Like,
yeah,
the Shield's coming out and it's going to be a hype match. Because,
right. And
even
though
it's just Team Hell No plus another superstar.
Right. But I mean,
every goddamn time.
Every damn time. But at the same time, it's like, you watch it because, you know, at least for the people who want the Shield to lose, they think that there's a possibility. And it will eventually happen, so you watch, you're like, is this the time?
I'll boycott WWE forever.
Yeah.
The Shield can never lose. They can disband. They can't lose.
Yeah, that's not real.
Yeah, welcome to the WWE.
Welcome to Vince McMahon's mind. Not going to happen.
Damn it.
No one is safe in Vince McMahon's mind.
Not even Sin Cara.
Oh, God.
Who was not in charge of the Facebook, it seems like. There's nothing stupid that's come up recently.
Well, there were no Nazi pictures this week?
No Nazi pictures. We just got pictures of Marines now, so it's okay.
Marines without the Nazis?
That's unconfirmed yet.
Okay.
I'm actually cannot legally answer this question.
So. But I mean, like, the thing with the Aces and Eights, the reason why I think it's kind of old and a little bit played out now is, like, there's just so many of them. Where it's not like really a group, it's like, well, it could be this person, and this person, and this person, and it's just like, ugh.
Don't they just keep on adding,
like,
too?
But
yeah.
The thing that's also annoying about the Ace and Eights roster is, like, it's...
They're all average.
No, it's not. They're all average. Like, Anderson's awesome.
Yeah.
Blue Ray's good. D-Von's good.
Right.
Like, Garrett Bischoff's good.
Luke Gallows is
good. I mean, But I mean, that's just when you look at it, they don't have like any X Division people, so their roster.
I like the X Division.
Yeah, X Division is cool. It's basically like old school WCW Cruiserweight. So
that's basically
what the whole roster is.
I love the Cruiserweight because I am a Cruiserweight.
But TNA's roster is so much smaller than WWE's. It's like that.
It's like 80% of the roster.
Yeah, literally like 60-70% of the TNA active roster of like the regular roster and not X Division is Aces and Eights.
I know. That's my point. It's just
stale.
Like,
it's not stale. I mean, they're still keeping it kind of interesting, but it's like,
yeah, but
where can it go from here?
Yeah, exactly. And like that was my point with the Shield thing is like, it could just be literally anybody, anytime, anywhere, and they're representing Aces and Eights, and it's just like, ugh. It's like realistically, it could have been every match in a pay per view could have had an Aces and Eights character in it.
I thought it did.
Did it?
Almost.
No? Almost. They tried.
The main event was Aces and Eights. The 6-man tag match with Aces and Eights.
How did Jeff Hardy do?
Jeff Hardy was good.
Was this his first, like...
This is his first pay-per-view back. And no, it was his first time back since being injured by Aces and Eights on Impact back in...
You mean rehab?
End of March? That's what it was? Yeah, end of March, that's what it was.
By injured, we mean he was in rehab.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure that sobriety's not going to last very long.
He's been good with it. Better than Matt.
But Matt doesn't count for anything. So,
stop hating on Matt Hardy, man.
I'm not. I'm just a little butthurt that he didn't answer my question on Twitter. When he was like, it's an Ask Matt hour. And he like, literally answered everybody else but mine. Because he's a pussy.
He hates you.
Yeah. He's like, I hate this guy.
You asked that one question.
I literally did. The one question he would not answer, of course. He's like, would you ever go back to TNA or WWE? They don't want me.
Next question.
Next question, please.
All right. So, we know that Sting can no longer challenge for the title now that while Bully Ray has it. Abyss has the TV title now. It's awesome.
It's the setup.
So Suicide can come back and take it?
Suicide is an X Division.
Haha.
But he could get out of X Division. It's not like he's going to be there forever.
Well, no. He was in the match for the X Division title last night.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. All the X Division title match. All the X Division matches are like three-way matches.
I like three-ways.
You like three-ways? Yeah. Now all we need is a knockout X Division. In bikinis.
I don't know.
In bra and panty matches.
And jello. Pools of jello.
And chocolate.
And pillows.
And chocolate.
Lingerie.
And
naked.
Wait, let's just watch porn.
Yeah, let's just do that for the next hour.
What? No, wait, why are we going to... And now, us watching porn. Oh, yeah.
But I like how they did the... I watched this match. That's one of the main matches I call it. Like, the best D-Von match was... It was supposed to be D-Von versus Joseph Park for the TV title, but then Joseph Park is quote unquote out with injury, so that match never started. So then it's like, oh, new match starting with Abyss. Abyss looks a lot like Joseph Park, but for people that don't actually know, spoilers, Abyss is Joseph Park.
What?
What?
That's ridiculous.
He's like, get out of here.
But
no,
they're two
come
different
on.
People.
Joseph Park wears glasses. Abyss has a mask. There's no way they're the same person.
Oh, no, I'm getting them Superman.
That's like, come on, Eric. That's like saying that Cactus Jack, Dude Love, and Mankind are the same person. What the fuck?
No way.
And they're all clearly not Mick Foley.
Wait, who? Wait. Son of a bitch.
Oh. Did you guys not know?
You ruined it.
I'm sorry.
My whole life is just
my
town
is just destroyed.
Look, you guys are a little behind by like 10 years.
Damn.
No. Maybe.
Like 15.
Look, but, yeah, I'm still living in the Attitude Era.
Yeah, like, Tim literally is actually living in the Attitude Era.
Yeah, it's
like, his color's
awesome.
A little bit off. It's not really HD.
Yep.
A little staticky. It's weird.
Stone Cold's still the champ. It's awesome.
Stone Cold's still the champ.
He wears this Stone Cold shirt all
every
the time.
Every Raw is Jericho.
Hey, every
kind of
Raw
is
Jericho.
Until Punk comes
every
back.
Raw is Jericho.
Oh, my God.
Especially when...
Punk's
just,
not around.
They have... no, we're going to get to that later. I want to yell about that later.
All right. James Storm and Gunnar are now the tag team champions.
They beat Austin Aries and Bobby Roode and...
Which is such bullshit.
And Chavo and Hernandez.
Such bullshit.
Well, it sucks that you have two heavyweight champions in a tag team when either one should be still be in the main event running for
no,
heavyweight championship.
No, it should be Sting and Bubba Ray for the next year.
Wait, so there's two... These two guys are heavyweights.
They're monsters.
Who essentially should have title matches.
They've both been titles.
Bobby Roode had the longest title reign in TNA history.
So they're Team Hell No.
Yes. Yeah, actually.
There they are.
Two former heavyweight champions in a tag team together.
That's true.
Ooh, mind blown.
Well, basically, for people who don't know, Austin Aries is pretty much like the TNA version of CM Punk. Ridiculously good, except amazing, really good on the
that
microphone.
Man is short.
He is short as fuck.
Is he?
That man.
It's like tiny. Is he like Rey Mysterio size?
Not that short.
Small, he's not a midget.
Like, how are you pushing it with the shortness?
Like 5'7", 5'8".
Yeah.
That's as tall as I am. That's not short.
But compared to professional wrestlers,
Shut up!
I'm a professional wrestler.
You gotta compare him being 5'8", like 170 pounds, to like everyone else who's like 6'2", 260. It's like, so.
I'm here to wrestle you. Now get down here so we can do our promo.
Oh my god.
So Kurt Angle won. Is that correct?
Kurt Angle beat AJ Styles.
Yeah,
just,
there's been a feud just a there match. For like
just a regular match.
Yeah, a regular match.
Sounds like fun.
It's been like a build up, like. Are you in Aces and Eights? You're supposed to be my friend!
Are you, are you with TNA? Yeah. Are you with Aces and Eights?
Silence.
Fuck it. Match. Slammiversary.
See, that's
my
almost,
house.
Yeah, that's almost exactly what happened. It was almost like,
exactly
if you're not going to say anything, we're going to meet at the flagpole at 5 o'clock and just not be friends anymore.
Well, the whole thing is like, TNA's writers, it's just like...
Sometimes they're really good, and sometimes they're bad.
Sometimes they're really good. I feel like that's even being really polite.
The whole Bully Ray promo and how...
Okay, that was good, but I feel like that was an accident. I really do. I really feel like... Who's going to write this as it goes? And they're like, holy fuck, look at all what we got so far.
It's
wait,
like,
I don't
it's
get
like
it.
When you think about George Lucas, it's like, wow, this was so well written. I have a feeling George Lucas had nothing at all to do with it.
Aww.
So Hulk Hogan had nothing to do with that one.
Oh, absolutely. There's no
but
way.
All the things to do with this one. And then you know what he says, brother? He just looks at him.
Leg drop.
Ugh. I can't... I'm sorry. I hate him so much. All right, so we talked about pretty much all the major matches.
Chris Sabin is the new X Division champion. He beat Kenny King, who was a champ, who was a former champion in Suicide in a three-way match.
Hi.
I love Suicide.
Them X Division matches.
Suicide?
It's a cool name.
Them X Division matches be entertaining.
Since when has Suicide been cool, Rido?
Since he was a wrestler.
Oh.
I think he was talking about the concept of Suicide.
Oh, Max. I was talking about the wrestler.
I was talking about the phone line. Help, I need someone to talk to.
I'm going to kill
you called the wrong line.
What, one more thing. One thing I want to bring up since we're still playing with Slammiversary. There's one more match. I mean, the knockouts match was apparently, which was awesome, actually. It was
last knockout sting.
It was Gail Kim versus Taryn Terrell. And everyone knows Gail Kim could wrestle, but then this was the first match Taryn got to really show that she could wrestle, and it was really good. But now, let's talk about this whole TNA Hall of Fame thing.
Oh, come on now.
Oh.
Please.
Now, TNA,
this hurts.
We should probably announce the entire roster of Hall of Famers for TNA.
Okay, you got Sting.
Okay.
Whoa.
Official first inductee.
Okay.
First official
inductee. All
right.
And then
is there unofficial inductees, by the way?
Yeah, they're
maybe.
All Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
Hulk Hogan, Gary Bischoff. And then the second one is Kurt Angle.
Oh, and then who else?
That's it.
Wait, what?
That's it.
Haven't they been around for like 10 years?
Yeah.
Wait.
Can a Hall of Fame only have two people in it? Is that really a hall, or is that kind of like a doorway of fame?
Wait. Can I just throw something out there?
So?
When you start a Hall of Fame, you should probably start the first like five classes with multiple inductees.
Nah, you can only have two people, so that way you can stand at the window and look at
them. Let's also talk about the fact that TNA is less than 15 years old.
But... Okay, that's 15 years, or roughly 15 years worth of wrestling. They put two active roster guys in the Hall of Fame. They could have put some other people.
There's no one else that's like...
Abyss.
He still Abyss wrestles, too.
He's still on the roster.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Since they're putting active wrestlers in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
Then there should have been more, because it's not like they're waiting for them to retire.
Wasn't Jeff Jarrett on... TNA?
Yeah.
They could have put... He's not... Actually, that's like
technically
a perfect one.
They should have put Matt Hardy in there because he's never going to come back.
I don't think Matt Hardy's ever going to be
in any Hall of Fame.
No,
except
no,
for the
like
Rehab
any
Hall of
Fame.
Fame.
I don't know. The Hardy Boys might maybe because of the last
Do you think he's in Lita's Hall of Fame?
Probably not.
Aw. Not if she got that good punkin'.
That's what we're calling it?
Yep.
That's what we're calling it, getting the good punkin'?
I'm not sure how to feel about that last sentence.
Listen, all right, if we're ever going to refer to Lita and Punk having sex, it's called a punkin'.
No.
Oh my god.
It's going to call it a room dream. Hey, Tim, CM Punk had sex with Lita. Shut up, it's not real. Stop, you're just lying to her. She'll come back to me. Was she with you?
No.
Shut up. Shut up, I had it once.
Wait, are you being Matt right now?
No, I'm being Jeff.
Oh, he did have it once.
Then he had some more, and then he blew lines, and then he went to jail, and then he blew more lines, and then he went to TNA,
and he fucked up a pay-per-view main event, and then he did more lines.
But let's look at it this way. Like, WWF/WWE was started back in...
Wait, what's the WWF? The World Wildlife Fund?
Oh, God, don't even start on that. That started back in the 50s.
You started back in the 50s?
Not that old. Anyway, and then they didn't do the Hall of Fame till like... Actually, let me look it up.
Alright, cool.
Yeah, 93.
93. Wait, who did the 93?
That was the first, like, class.
Okay. Class, and then multiple people were inducted.
They inducted a bunch of people.
They did.
Like, hey, everyone that used the Razzle is in the Razzlin' Hall of Fame now.
Wait, is Bruno Sammartino?
They just did it this year.
Yeah.
That's so asinine.
Why?
Apparently.
Are you kidding? He had the title for like 8 years. Way before they created the Hall of Fame. He should have been the first inductee. Like, literally, the first one.
Well, apparently he was having, like, issues with WWE and shit.
This is the problem. It's like, everything's about fucking marketing and money. It's like, just shut the fuck up. I don't care if you like it or
not.
You're in the Hall of Fame.
There's some people that should be in the Hall of Fame that aren't because of other reasons. Like Owen Hart.
Oh, because he's dead?
No, because his wife met him.
His wife?
Yeah, it's like... Bret Hart recently...
There was a new interview with Bret Hart. Yeah, he's been frustrated at the fact that Owen Hart won't be put in WWE... isn't in the WWE Hall of Fame yet, but it's not WWE's fault. It's because... any, like, rights and likenesses or his for his name belong to his wife.
Wait, do we have to pay her because we said his name?
No. Sorry, no.
Not yet. I mean, Joe and Hart.
O-H. O-H.
Oh.
I think she trademarked O-H, too.
So, but no.
Every time you
know who really should be in the Hall of Fame? Chris Benoit.
I didn't do it this week.
Who?
Thank God.
Chris Benoit?
Who?
Wait.
What
the fuck is that?
No, I'm sorry. I meant to say Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder.
Come on. It's going to be a reoccurring theme, just so everybody knows. We all love Zack Ryder, but we're just going to bash
him. Is that name
that
you said, some Zach phantom Ryder. Wrestler that Randy Orton just randomly got the title from back in like 2003?
No, Randy Orton, it was kind of like a Legend of Zelda thing. He just opened up a big ass chest.
Whoa, look at this belt!
I'm going to take this.
It was like God of War. That's how he got all those tattoos. Just like all the orbs just like popped out. He's like, whoa!
But TNA has to look at it this way. I mean, they're doing all right, but they're doing all right. When I say all right, I mean they're making enough money to stay alive. But it's like, are they?
You're right. They're making clearly enough money to pay Hulk Hogan's alimony.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's all they need to do.
That's
how you measure success.
Is TNA going to be here in 10 years?
Probably not.
Is that Hall of Fame going to mean much of anything if TNA's not here in 10 years?
I'm sorry.
God, then I feel so bad for Kurt Angle and Sting now. I used to be something. I was in the TNA Hall of Fame. The fuck is that?
Well, I know Sting wouldn't be, but is Kurt Angle in the WWE
Hall of Fame? No, he's not.
That's such bullshit. I really feel like they should just... I know... See, this is the problem. I wish TNA was like... I don't know if anybody saw like the meme that I posted on the Facebook page, but it was like... It's like, WCW, eat a Snickers. Why? It was WCW, eat a Snickers. Why? Because you come formidable opponent to the WWE and it forces them to actually work and put effort into their product? And then, better? And then it's just like the TNA logo, it's just like, aww.
Yeah. Better.
See, like, I wish it was, like, that's just how anything works in the world. Like, literally, from technology to video games to phones, like, no matter what it is, competition breeds success. Like, things get better with competition. Like, if there's no competition, things just keep being shitty, and they get worse.
Yeah, but it has to at least be good competition.
No, I know, but, like, I feel like back, like, when TNA was first getting started, more people were interested. Now it's like people just gave up. Like, back then, if when they would have started, and they'd be like, you know what? They would have just called it out and just been like, listen, Vince McMahon's a faggot, and we're better, so watch our shit. And then, like, they were just, like, it would have just been cool. It would have been cool. I don't know.
It would have been cool.
But good things like that are never going to happen.
We got Sting. Cool. Who else?
Hulk Hogan.
That's it.
I think Hogan was still
technically with WWE at that time when TNA first started.
Yeah, I think he took over like later.
Yeah, later. Ugh. Yeah, so it was like TNA was literally when it first started. It was Sting, because Sting never actually joined WWF or
Sessions. He's the only pure-blooded one left.
Yep.
But they got the Dudley Boys now.
That's true.
But they really kind of messed that one up. Like, here's a tag team champion. These guys are the best. So what are you going to do? We're going to separate them. Oh. Yeah,
you, no, they you were, do that. They did 3D at first in TNA, and then Aces and Knights, and then they were split up, and they were enemies, and then they got them back together.
Well, yeah, really then you can't do that, because that,
no, I mean,
that was a part of the play.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's part of the ploy.
The ploys.
The plot.
All right, well, then we can just kind of jump right into Raw.
Yep.
So, tonight was...
It was a mash show.
It was another mash show.
It was a mash show.
That's every Raw. Let's be honest.
True.
There was
except for the Raw after WrestleMania. Like, yeah. Every Raw is meh.
Well, actually, so I'm just going to kind of like not start where we normally start. I'm actually speaking of how shitty it was. Let's talk about the fact that WWE is now looking for new lead writers. And clearly,
yeah, they're looking
they
for
need
a new lead writer.
Well, can they're looking for multiple writers.
Can they just put Paul Heyman
in charge of
as
writing?
The head of creative and have him hire who he wants?
Seriously?
No. Like, that would just be awful because, like, it'd be good.
Oh, like, I thought Tim was being serious.
Dude, why do they not want to make money?
Like, no, they do. That's the problem, is that there's never a threat to them making money.
Why would you say you make a lot of money, you don't make more money?
Because, listen.
No, because we have the WWE app, which you should go and download on your iTunes accessible phone right now. WWE app.
And also on Android.
Oh my god, it's everywhere.
You can download on your iPod, iPad,
and also on your
iPhone.
Windows 8 computer.
It will totally matter while you can watch wrestling, while you're watching
you
wrestling.
You can totally vote for SmackDown matches.
That might have been predetermined depending on what's going on in the plotline.
That was recorded on a Tuesday when you vote on a Friday.
On Friday Night SmackDown.
What?
Yep.
Social Media SmackDown. You know this was recorded on Tuesday, right? Vote now! Take out your apps right now and vote! For what? It was already recorded!
Make sure your Twitter
you can't prove
hashtag
that.
SmackDown.
No, actually I can. Like,
there's these, all these SmackDown spoilers on the internet. Like, you, y'all
I know who wins this match right now. Watch. Look, I just did that. That's magic.
We should really convince somebody who's like not smart to take bets on a SmackDown show and like just bet them ridiculous amounts of money.
I feel YouTube coming on.
I feel like this is going to be like a hidden camera show, and we're going to keep the money at the end. You know, like, you know, hidden camera shows and like fucks them. They're like, oh, here's your money back. We're just kidding. We're gonna be like, huh, we're just kidding now. Get the fuck out, yeah. You retard.
Can I have my money back?
No.
No, you bet shit, you dumbass. You shouldn't bet your money. You need it. To buy Raw merchandise like JR's barbecue sauce and Main Event mustard.
Oh, God.
In triple threat. In triple threat teriyaki beef jerky.
Oh, God.
Okay, so me and Eric during Raw got a little bored during all the filler matches and promos and went on the WWE shop
what?
Site.
They don't have filler matches and promos in a 3-hour wrestling show.
That's... Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. So, anyway, there's a bundle package of JR's, like,
barbecue...
Bitchin' barbecue sauce set. Is pretty. That's what they should call it. JR's bitchin' barbecue ass set. And it comes with all these sauces with the most ridiculous names ever. But the only one that got me was JR's Main Event mustard. Ugh. And then the tears start coming from my eyes as I laugh so hard. His triple threat teriyaki.
Oh.
There's... you know...
There was slobber knocker something. Oh, God.
JR's slobber knocker barbecue hot sauce. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. It's just good.
Ugh.
I have to buy all of them. Oh, and if you do buy JR's barbecue sauce, make sure you post about it on Twitter, because that is literally the only thing JR talks about on his
and
Twitter.
And he will
account.
Retweet you.
He will retweet you.
That was a great match between Zach... Kurt Angle...
Curtis Angle.
Curtis Angle and John Cena.
The only thing I've seen...
Go buy my
JR
barbecue sauce
Twitter,
if you like that match.
The only thing I've seen, really seen JR talk about on Twitter
is
like, how good Punk is, how good Daniel Bryan is...
He's
barbecue sauce.
He's on Ring of Honor's dick, yeah. Like, super, which is good. I like that. I wish he was. I would rather have him than like anybody else.
You know what was also annoying this year? If I'm mistaken, because they didn't do what they did last year. JR did not commentate the Punk Undertaker match.
Correct.
No, yeah,
he did.
Which is bullshit.
Why?
I agree.
Because that would have been way too good.
They had special entrance and everything for the end of the era match, but yeah. They didn't do it for this year.
Other things that didn't happen tonight on Raw, some really good news. Kofi Kingston's injured. Which we'll see on Friday Night SmackDown. Oh, wait, I mean...
That was last week.
Was that last week?
That was
last
week, yeah.
Oh, you see, nobody watches SmackDown, so you guys could have just let me go, and they would have been like, oh, that happened on this Friday.
Except they talk about it on Raw.
Yeah, that's like right, the whole thing about Ryback and Table.
You're a dick for not knowing continuity, bitch!
Puthie, I posted that length. I posted the facts.
So apparently you forgot you posted it.
So you're stupider than you were originally stupid.
Tim, take your beard, shave it all off, put glue on your body, and just throw it back on yourself.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Big Show has a shoulder injury, quotes. Nobody cares. He just doesn't want to wrestle because he's fat and old.
Yeah.
It was more them saying like, oh, here's what WWE did on SmackDown to talk about their how Big Show's not injured. It's like, oh no, I wanted to take a vacation because I want to take a vacation and I'm the Big Show and I have an iron.
I don't know why he still thinks
contract.
He's special. Mm-hmm. Like, he's completely irrelevant and he has been for the last like
10
years.
Because he's the only big wrestler, not the great Kale.
Who?
You At know. Least Big Show can fucking bend his leg.
At least Big Show can, like, open his mouth and not just go, bruh!
I'm the good Kale.
I fucking hate him so
I
much.
I was born heavyweight champion. And this is when WWE died.
So, but let's talk about, real quick, the fact that this Kofi Kingston injury is the only good thing Ryback's ever done. It was at the hands of Ryback, so good
job.
Yeah,
he put him through a table.
Can we pat him on the back this time? Yeah. I think it's ironic that we're not scared of Ryback at all, but we're scared of Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar is terrifying. Brock Lesnar. Yeah, I know. Look at that guy.
I know, but...
But Ryback's just...
I'm afraid of Chuck Lesnar. Biggie Langston. Or should I say Solberg?
Or Ryback.
I am not afraid of him. I am afraid of where he gets his tights.
Tits?
Tights.
Tights.
Both.
Tight tits?
Tits.
He's got tight tits.
He's got tits and the tights. So they're tight inside of his tits.
That's a tongue twister, folks.
Say
that
5 times fast.
Listen, take a video.
Send us the link for doing it.
You guys hang out with your friends, listen to our podcast, and somebody record one of you trying to do that and then post it to our page, and we will repost it of you guys trying to say that 5 times fast.
It'll be hype.
It'll be all the hype shit.
It'll be great.
It'll get all the shout outs. So, I didn't want to talk about this, but apparently we are. WWE is partnering with Warner Brothers to make a Scooby-Doo and Flintstones movie.
Well, the Flintstone thing's doing now.
Oh, that's now? That's happening?
No, like, they're filming it now, and it's going to be released on Blu-ray and DVD.
Okay,
question
is...
Real question.
So, I got a scenario to lay out. So, you said Flintstones and Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
If you could only pick people from the WWE roster, like, old or new...
I actually know three people in it, so...
Who would you have play as, like, all of the...
The
like
characters?
All of the Mr. Team in Scooby-Doo.
I would have... Ooh, in Scooby-Doo?
Oh, man.
Dolph Ziggler would have to be Shaggy.
Dolph
Shaggy? Ziggler is Shaggy?
He's got the hair.
Shaggy had brown hair.
Shut up. He's got the length of hair.
He'd have to be... What was the...
Freddy.
Freddy, yeah. He'd have to be Freddy. Could he pull off the neckerchief, though? Or the whatever the hell... The ascot?
No, he wouldn't be Freddy. He wouldn't be Freddy. Damien Sandow would be Freddy.
There's two women we have to fill in here.
Damien Sandow.
Right, well, Caitlyn would clearly be Big Titties.
Velma,
that's it.
Okay, I'm with that.
Yeah, because she's got the biggest titties on the roster. And then AJ could be
Daphne.
And then
yeah, she is pretty useless.
Then Ryback could be Scooby.
Who is Scrappy? Who is Scrappy Doo?
Sin Cara.
Because he does fuck everything. Oh my god. Oh, that was
How
great.
How did you fuck this up, Scrappy?
Sin Cara!
Oh my god.
God. So
bad. Actually, no, I wouldn't even talk. It'd just be a bit. Just whip. You just see Sin Cara's mask, and it's just the shoulder, like.
Just a shrug.
Yeah, the shrug.
With the little.
Oh, Sin Cara. No, really, you're bad.
Sin Cara! Fucking hate you so much.
Actually, you know what? That's who it should be. As soon as they pulled the mask off, and it was Sin Cara the whole time.
No, but the main plot line should be there's this ghost, and they're trying to figure out who it is, and they realize it's Zack Ryder, and then he's trying to figure his career.
Silly Zack Ryder. He's like, you can't have a career.
I thought if I scared away all the other wrestlers, I could be a main eventer, but I couldn't get away from one for you meddling superstars.
I think we just wrote a way better movie than they're going to do with Warner Brothers.
The writers that are left who are about to lose their job, they're like listening to our podcast. They're like,
this is gold. This is genius.
Fuck, I hope they don't have like a patent on that podcast. Shit.
We're trademarking that shit tonight.
TM, trademark.
Right now.
We'll take a small nominal fee of a couple million. All right,
and
who
would be the Flintstones? Let's do this one.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
I haven't seen the Flintstones in, like, 15 years.
Okay.
There's
Hobie
Fred, Barney.
Fred Wilma.
Barney would be the Big Show.
Barney would be Big Show?
Are you serious? He already has, like, one tit hanging out, so that works out.
Yeah, he does have the at least the dress right, but I mean Barney's gonna be overtowering Fred.
Yeah, that
would be hey, Fred. What are we gonna do tonight?
All right, Batman. He's Pinky. Relax.
What are we gonna do tonight? That's even better.
Oh, wrestling.
See, Kara is definitely right? Pinky.
Oh yeah.
Oh god, why is he in everything?
Because he's so bad.
Because you have something where something gets fucked up all the time, it has to be Sin Cara, like no matter what.
I feel like this is like everything in life. Like today, I was like at work, and I was like counting the phones in the safe. For everybody who doesn't know, I work at a cell phone Verizon store, and I'm like counting the phones. I'm like, who the fuck messed up all of this order of phones? Like they go in an order on a sheet. I'm just like, what the fuck? And like in my head, it just popped. I was like, fucking Sin Cara, you son of a bitch! How did you get in here? What the fuck?
That's it. We're just going to have to make a meme. Every time we're pissed off, just put a picture of Sin Cara that has some text underneath it. Wanted for fucking it up.
No, just the bottom. Damn it, Sin Cara. That's yeah. All it says.
Again? You take a picture of a clogged
toilet.
I
don't even know who to do for
Yeah, the Flintstones one's hard.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
You guys decide.
Well, no.
Tell us on Facebook.
Yes.
You tell us who should be in the Flintstones. We give you Scooby-Doo gold.
Yes, you have to give
you
us
You give
something.
Us Flintstones ridiculousness.
Yeah, you give us Flintstone bronze.
The best one.
Flintstones bronze.
We don't expect gold. We're not, you know, you guys.
And you can't just put Brock Lesnar for everything.
Although
that would be good.
Brock Lesnar should be Mr. Sleep.
That's actually pretty.
Why are you late? Get on Brino.
Oh my god,
that actually is scary. Because now, if he screamed that at me at Starbucks, I would run around like I need a Brontosaurus.
I feel like we should just spend the rest of the podcast just
talking about that.
Like cartoon movies that would be live action, just pick the.
No, we have to talk about Raw.
Do we?
It happened.
Don't we really?
hey, there was some other major stuff that happened on
Raw.
Oh,
well, let's
tonight.
Talk about WWE's top 10 heroes.
Oh,
and
God,
then we shall list our top 10 heroes, and then we will ask you, the listeners at home, who are your top 10 heroes, and next week we'll do the top 10 heels. How does that sound? Everybody okay with that?
Oh my god, that sounds like a thing we should do.
Alright,
oh
so yeah. Let's go through WWE's first. The WWE's top 10 heroes, I'm going to go from 10 to 1. Number 10, Rey Mysterio.
He never had a heel turn.
That's true. He's
a super good guy.
He is like all
the
good guy.
The kids like him.
He's all the good guy. The kids do like him. And it's funny because I feel like he's really gang affiliated with the whole like 619 and like the mask and the tattoo. Oh wait, we're not supposed to talk about that.
Vince don't know about that.
Oh shit, he doesn't
know.
Vince what
don't know
are.
About racial relations. that's not in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Aww.
I'm sorry. I've been on
no,
Shane.
Wait,
and
there's
Shane
no Latin kings in Greenwich, Connecticut.
There's Shane O'Mac. there's always Shane O'Mac. Shane O'Mac is a blood crip king. It's hype.
Nazi.
Oh.
We're going all the. We're just going all the bad shit.
All right. So just so you guys know, I know it's completely unrelated, but I want to let the viewers know at home that I just got the taste of mustard in my mouth.
JR's
main event mustard. I'm tasting it, and it's so good you should go to the WWEshop.com and order your own right now.
It's a slobber knocker.
By God, it's so good.
And then chew it down with some triple threat teriyaki.
Beef jerky. All right, and then number 9, it's Ricky Steamboat. Oh, yeah.
Even though he was a heel when he was an intercontinental.
Yeah, that doesn't really make sense.
When he was, like, prominent, he was a heel.
You're a heel.
Thank you.
Aww. I said he has talent and knows how to act and wrestle.
That's mean.
That's true.
That's a thing.
Oh, God. Number 8 is The Rock, which I have to agree.
Except he was a heel for the first half of his entire career.
Well, here's the problem with Stone Cold and Rock. They were just like heels. Both of them really were, like, if you really look at it. And it's
No. The Rock was... He was a heel, and then, like, he was like, oh, I'm totally against, like... The corporation, all that, and it's like, oh, he's not a heel, he's a good guy, he's the champion of the people. Like, oh,
and then when he became champion again, he was like, The Rock did it for me, not the fans. It's like, The Rock's never been a hero when you really think about it.
Yeah, no, seriously. All right, so Rock was number 8. He's not gonna be on my list, but number 7 was Dusty Rhodes.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes,
the American Dream, my dad. I
love Dusty Rhodes. He does all the wrestling.
He's
so good.
He's American man.
Woo!
Woo! You could say he's the American Dream.
Yeah, when I grow up, I want to be a fat guy that looks like he has Down syndrome.
Oh, oh. God. Oh. Wait,
who's
are
this?
You talking about Great Khali? Or Big Show?
either one, or Andre the Giant. He, I'm pretty sure he had.
I would like some peanuts.
Would you like a peanut?
I was directing.
Hulk Hogan. Are you eating peanut butter?
Would you like a peanut?
Oh my god, could you imagine him with peanut butter? Like, hey, what are you eating there? No.
Number six would be Bret Hart.
Wait, why is
Sting on this list? I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
WCW.
They're taking ownership. That's such bullshit. But okay,
Bret Hart. he single-handedly took out the NWO, man.
Yeah,
that's true.
And it was pretty hype when he did it too. Wait, it was that black, not talking baseball bat carrying Sting.
Wait, was that Sting or Raven?
That was Sting.
That was Sting.
Oh, same person.
Shut up.
You just call Abyss and Mankind the same person.
I know, I'm joking.
I can't call Raven and Sting, like, they were more similar than...
Shut up.
That's also comparing Raven to Sting.
Yeah, that's different.
I like Raven.
Oh, I love Raven too, but he's not Sting.
You're not Sting.
I know I'm not.
I'm not good at baseball bat with the fucking trench coat Sting.
That's true.
That was awesome.
That was pretty badass. So we didn't even talk about Bret Hart, but he was on the list. So
he's Bret Hart. He's the ultimate sharpshooter. It's great.
I think he's the ultimate face, honestly.
Bret Hart?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
He was a heel in the Hart Foundation, though.
Yeah,
he was.
But that wasn't that long.
He was a heel, but everyone loved him.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, I'm a heel. No, you're not. You're Bret Hart, and we love you. And you're still giving out your sunglasses to little kids. Always gonna do that.
Yeah, well, we already talked about Sting, so we're gonna move on to John Cena at number four.
And the next one is...
I'm sorry, John
There's
Cena...
There's nothing else you can really say about
John Cena, the Nazi-loving SS tattoo-supporting...
I just want...
America fucker.
I just want Dr. Thuganomics back.
I know.
Yeah, wait, oh, there you go. There's another one. He's one of the top 10 heroes. He's number four?
Yeah.
Started as a heel.
Yeah, but he's been like 80 years of being face.
Yeah, but I mean, he started as a heel.
But he was so much more interesting as a heel.
Yeah, and
heel.
He was way better as a heel.
Wait, you mean like every wrestler? Name a wrestler.
Bret Hart.
Who has the ability on the microphone to be good. Who's been better as a face than a heel.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels.
What?
No. DX, man.
Yeah. He was a badass. He was a... when he was a heel, that was when he became the most, like, badass of all time.
I'm sorry, I had an idea. I just wanted to say Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels, Shawn Michaels, Shawn Michaels!
Tim's on Shawn Michaels' dick like I'm on CM Punk's dick.
Hey, sweet chin music.
Yeah, I can't argue. I'm also on Shawn Michaels'
dick. There's no argument. Actually, it shuts your mouth for you.
Yeah, literally. Alright, and then...
I can't think of one, but yeah, continue.
Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah,
like,
so,
I'm stumped.
I won.
The heels don't need to talk.
One for Reddit.
That's what they do. They talk all the time.
I'm sorry, faces don't need to talk.
Okay, there we go. Faces. I was like, what?
They just show up.
All they do is talk.
Punch the heel in the face.
I don't like this being here where it's at. Stone Cold at number three.
Yeah, that's...
See, my mentality with the list is like, Stone Cold is not a heel or a face. He's just Stone Cold.
Yeah, it's like the top 10 list
of
Stone Cold is Stone Cold.
That's like Undertaker.
He's literally just Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Like, there's
Undertaker's not a face or a heel either.
Yeah,
he's just... he was lower on the list, though. He was still on the list, but it was like... No, no, it was like number 15.
It
was a top 50. Which, by the way,
WWE... How do you have time for that?
No. And on top of that, it was one of those, like, page by page, like 50. Then click the next page, 49.
I was on the website.
Click the next page,
48. Oh, I thought this was on Raw.
No. But no, it was still their only interesting article this week. So it's like...
Well, that's probably the only interesting article this year.
Yeah,
pretty much. So Stone Cold, I'm not okay with it being there. I would still consider him a face, because when I was a kid, he was my idol.
Yeah, but why was he your idol?
Because he was a badass.
I know, yeah. He was
but the, like, kids nowadays don't give a fuck.
And drinking beers and being crazy.
Yeah, but he was still the good guy. He was still the guy who, you know, whenever there was a bad guy, Stone Cold came out to whoop some candy ass. Well, that was wrong.
Yeah, but then, I know, way to fuck it up. Yeah, but he would, like, he'd beat up the bad guy, and then he'd be like, all right, yeah, you did it. Well, beating you up, stunnered everybody. Stunnered JR. He stunnered McMahon. He stunnered everyone that was in the ring.
Anyone who stunnered McMahon is a good person to me.
That was one of my favorite feuds ever.
I really want to skip over number two, but I know I can't. They also shouldn't do this either.
I am a real American.
Hulk Hogan. And on to number one. Bruno Sammartino, which I can't disagree with this at all.
But back then, they didn't even have, like, faces or storylines. Like, that's back then, it was literally just... Wrestling.
They wrestled
because they basically saying he's a hero because he was like an American icon to like other countries for like 8 years because he had the title for so goddamn long.
Well, why is Dusty Rhodes so low down on the line there? I just wanted to Dusty Rhodes voice.
All right, so we're going to do our top 10 now.
So we're going to argue
forever. Yep. Odd.
We're gonna run.
It's gonna take forever. Let's just, you know what? Let's just do our top five.
Top five.
Top ten is gonna take literally an forever. Hour and a half. And
we didn't prepare for this at all.
So. No. This is going.
This is on the fly. Everybody, enjoy. I'm gonna go for my pick. We'll each say a name and then we'll vote on it.
We're making a unanimous top five.
Yeah. I'm assuming that we're gonna have to do unanimous.
We're gonna have to kind of speed through this one.
All right. Yeah. So I'm gonna say number five, Bret Hart.
I'm okay with that. Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Are we cool with that?
Yeah, it's cool.
All right. Bret Hart, number five. Number three, or number four, yeah. We have another number there. Yeah. That's
You're skipping one.
No, I'm not. Number four, see, when we're classifying top 10 heroes, are we saying who we like or just people who are like the top 10
faces?
No, like,
we're going with faces.
All right, then heroes. I would say number four is John Cena.
You have to put him in top five.
Yeah.
Let's switch Bret Hart and John Cena. I want Cena. I don't like Cena.
I know, neither do I, but I feel like Cena's even more of an attractive
Bret
face.
Bret Hart came out
I
got one. The...
What's that?
Jeff Hardy.
Ooh.
He was. He was, but then was out of wrestling.
Was not a heel in WWE.
No, it wasn't.
Had all that merchandise. Kids loved him.
He did sell.
Everything was awesome.
And he was always a face.
All right, so yeah. John Cena, number four.
Okay.
J-H-O-N. Jahan.
Jahan Sahana.
Are you guys both going with Hardy for three? Because I don't like it there.
I don't like it at all.
How about we just list out? How about we agree on a top five and then?
Hardy being in the top five.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't.
Who would you have instead of in the top five?
There's a lot of people. I mean,
name one.
Throw it out there. Let's go.
There's so many people. Name.
Oh man,
I don't have to justify myself to you.
Shut up. I don't have to say names.
I got one. Jericho.
He's better as a heel.
He was more of a heel as almost heel. His entire
best
career.
Heel ever.
But everyone still loves him as a heel.
Not really. No. I mean, we love him as a heel. And hardcore wrestling.
So that means CM Punk won't be nowhere near this list.
No, he can't be. He was only
but he's also a heel. A good face, too, though.
He's a really good face. But we're not talking about talent. We're just talking about, like...
Actual hero.
Yeah. I would have to agree that... This is going to pain me because I hate this.
You ain't got nobody.
No, I think you guys aren't going to agree with this, but I actually think Rey Mysterio should be in the top five. Like,
I would put him in
the
top five.
I would. Well, he never had a heel turn and everyone loved him.
Yeah, who doesn't love Rey Mysterio?
He's the ever underdog.
Yeah.
The ever underdog.
Ultimate underdog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they teamed up with Batista. It's like, oh man, you're going to be the champions of everything. Why? Because you're big dude and little guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you helped too, buddy.
I'm not putting Hulk Hogan on this list. Are you guys?
No.
I fucking hate him.
Because
he was better in the NWO anyway.
Yeah, sorry, that was the most interesting time.
Ooh, Hulk Hogan. Ooh. Hollywood Hulk Hogan. The fans even loved it, even though they pelted him with trash nightly.
I'm going to throw this out there.
Oh, God.
Do not pelt me.
I'm going to.
Macho Man.
Ooh. He was such a good heel, though.
Yeah.
But he was a really good face. Everybody loved Macho
Man. Oh, come on, but he's the
Ultimate Warrior.
Macho Man's
Ultimate Warrior wasn't anything.
That's
true.
I think we should just have a separate list, not now, but a separate list for just nobody.
A list of people who were awesome wrestlers.
Yeah. Well, that's not fair. That's going to be 18 pages long, 4,000 people.
Yeah, I can go
deep.
Forever with that.
Yeah.
Chris Benoit. I mean,
Ultimo Dragon.
He was good.
I love Ultimo Dragon.
Ultimo Dragon was hype.
Are we including just WWE, or can we go to, like, Ring of Honor?
No.
I really want to put
No one knows about Ring of Honor.
Oh, Jericho.
Oh man,
he's an amazing face.
Yeah, he is.
It's not like worldwide super hype. Everyone
I know,
knows
but this is a podcast for people who care about wrestling, not just schmucks who like to watch once a week. Well, okay, that's pretty much what it's for. But I mean, no, I love you guys. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Elton Eric. I don't know.
He's so good.
I'm trying to think.
You know, I'm Ring of Honor's dick like really hard, right?
Yeah.
But you guys really need to watch more of it. Like, it's so good.
I'm not against it.
I'm just going to post every good match ever on the Facebook page.
That's okay with that. Oh, yeah, no, that won't bring wrestling fans around to our page. Posting really good wrestling matches.
Oh, got it. It's going to sound weird.
Do it. Blow my mind.
Lita. How many women are wrestling now because of Lita?
That's true.
How many people love Lita? And rank her as the best female wrestler ever.
It's not going to catch on. There's going to be no hashtag pumpkin. Stop trying to make it
Gretchen Fetch is just never going to happen. Yep, that was a Mean Girls reference.
Doesn't reference Mean Girls. Anyone who doesn't think that movie is amazing is funny as he is not human.
How did we get here?
I have no idea. We have two spots left. Let's pick them. I just hate faces, so I never really care.
Is Kurt Angle a face?
He was.
At first.
He was for a while, actually. I think technically, wasn't he longer?
He was super American.
I loved him.
Yeah, but then the crowd turned on him.
So you mean fast. Like everybody was?
No, no. He didn't even start. It's like, you suck. You suck.
Yeah, for that did just kind of happen.
Yeah, it just happened.
Yeah.
And then when Edge fucking shaved him. You're bald. You're bald.
You know what's great, too, is there's that one kid that started Edge. It.
People, when he stopped being a heel and they turned him face for like the last like 5 years of his career,
come on,
but people fucking loved him.
Dude,
he is the rated R superstar.
Heels ever.
He's in the top five of the best heels ever.
If you're
oh, totally.
Easily.
If your heelness is like just infinitely better than when you're a face, then I don't think you can really be a heel.
Yeah.
Well,
what about Too Cool? Just that whole thing.
Too Cool.
Come on, they were the ultimate.
Take the last
guys.
Two spots.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
No. They're just their own spot with Rikishi.
I got it for Hero.
All three of them.
Hurricane. The superhero is WWE, right? I'll leave now. Peaked so fucking much.
Yeah, he peaked the rest.
No, actually, didn't do that bad. Oh god, this is so hard. Can we just? I don't like faces.
You're the only one that
do this. I do want to do this.
This is right. Your idea. We're here because of you.
Shut up.
Shane O'Mac. Here comes the money. Here comes the money. Money.
Vince McMahon, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Vince McMahon.
You're
Nah, Vince McMahon is the ultimate heel.
He's such a fag.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. It was just aggressive.
Damn.
That wasn't even like, I don't like Vince McMahon. Fuck Vince McMahon.
He's a
fuck
bitch.
Him and his stupid asshole. What the fuck he's doing.
Coke Kingston.
Bruno Sammartino. But he really wasn't, yeah.
Yeah.
There was no stuff.
Andre the Giant.
I'll punch you in the mouth. I will just straight slap
Don't
you.
Don't make me come over there and slap you.
Goldberg.
Goldberg?
Kids love Goldberg.
Kids love Goldberg.
You laugh, but...
He was in The Longest Yard.
I'm gonna rape your mouth. Oh, I love him!
You laugh,
Wait,
but Goldberg...
Where was he raping mouths?
You laugh, but Goldberg brought in the
words that were needed.
I got it.
His music dropped.
I got
he's
it.
Like, oh, he's
you, I got spots.
You laugh, but
five.
Goldberg brought in like the most merchandise sales WCW. Kids love the fuck out of him, and he brought.
That's true.
It doesn't matter. I just figured out.
And people like considered him a fucking superhero because what he could fucking do.
He was kind of
spots one through five.
Brock Lesnar.
There you go.
You knew
what I was
going to
say. Brock Lesnar just wins
Brock,
everything.
Brock. Even though he's never been a face.
Okay.
Ever.
I think now we're just talking about wrestlers.
Yeah.
That was our top
five
list. If you figured out what the word...
Let's ask the people at home to help us.
No, they're already doing their own list. Now we're putting way too much pressure on them.
No, let's just change it.
We're forcing them to do so much.
No, they're just going to help us with our top five.
Oh, God, we forgot Owen Hart. He was all the face.
We forgot Chris Benoit.
He wasn't.
What?
Owen Hart was a heel until he became fucking...
Until he died.
Super American Man.
Yeah, look where that got him.
Oh, God.
That was...
Oh,
damn,
Eric. Why do you gotta drop
damn.
The bomb like
Seriously?
That?
Damn.
Seriously?
I'm ashamed of myself.
That's like being like, I support abortion. Why? Because Chris Benoit. Oh, my God. Like, it's just so bad.
And now we've peaked iTunes.
Now iTunes is like, whoa. We're flagging this shit.
God.
Or it's like, I support abortion.
You know what's the
Why?
Worst thing, too?
Zach
is that's not what me and Eric laughed at.
What?
Oh, God.
You. By the way, shout out to the Raw fans in the front row tonight.
Oh, God, dude. That's worse than what I said.
You gotta watch it if you know what I'm talking
okay,
about.
I'm sorry, we have to bring this up. So,
come on, no, you're gonna look like the biggest scumbag.
We are.
I know I am. I'm
the biggest heel of the podcast, and you guys hate it.
Oh, shit!
I am... This I am in no
way... all of you.
I am about to be right
fuck
now.
All of you. You fans suck.
So,
I am in no way, like...
Affiliated.
Insinuating that you should be making fun of these people, but you can make
there's
fun
no
of... But you can make... But this was just a reason to make fun of John Cena. More so than anything. So, they had an advertisement for the Special Olympics, which are next year. And then they showed all the people they had there in the front row, represented from the Special Olympics, everything like that. And they were,
athletes from the Special Olympics.
Athletes from the Special Olympics, and they were all doing "You Can't See Me."
No, actually, there was one. Yeah. There was one "Go to Sleep."
Was there a
"Go to Sleep"? One, the very last one. If you look, like everyone was doing this, and then one like leaning out from all the behind the rest of them was like, "Go to sleep." And meanwhile, it's just the field of "You Can't See Me."
So the first thing that comes to me and Tim's heads, we're watching Raw, it's like. So, or what they're saying, and Tim's like, "Don't even say it. Don't even say it." I'm like, but I think what WWE is saying is that only people with mental issues are fans of John Cena.
Agreed.
It was so bad.
It was bad, man.
It was so bad.
It was one of those we felt ashamed saying it.
Oh, my God.
Really? That makes you feel ashamed?
No, it was
we just talked about
that
abortions
was...
and Chris Benoit and Owen Hart dying because he was trying to be American. Like, this is...
But that's not making fun of the Special Olympics, man. You can't do that. That's terrible.
I feel like we did so much worse.
Can't do that. Can't
okay.
make fun
no
of Special
way,
Olympics.
Man.
Maybe I just don't feel bad for
can't make fun
actually,
of Special
I
Olympics.
Really just don't want that karma coming back to me, because that's going to kill
Tim,
me in the long run.
Do we really need to recap your life so far? You're fucked.
I know. And I don't need the Special Olympics thing.
All right, so why don't we just get to the matches tonight on Raw.
Which, there were only a few entertaining ones. The Shield, that first one, gangbusters.
As always, because the Shield and Team Unknown were in it.
And it wasn't even because of the Shield. Daniel Bryan owned that match.
Daniel Bryan was in two matches tonight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we just kill it? Hold on. Actually, this
Daniel Bryan was the man.
This is not Monday Night Raw. This was Monday Night.
This is Raw is
Monday
Bryan.
Night Bryan
Monday
Danielson.
Night Bryan.
Monday Night Bryan Danielson.
It was all of it.
For people who don't know, that's his name in Ring of Honor.
That's his real name, actually.
Well.
Dumbass.
Eat a dick, white boy.
Wooden bread, motherfucker.
Wooden bread looking ass piece of shit.
No, this was Monday Night Bryan. It was all the Daniel Bryans.
So good.
It was amazing.
So can we talk about that? I love the fact that they're like making Daniel Bryan a heel again.
Yes.
So good.
I don't know if they're making
I'm not
heel.
The weak link. No one said that, Daniel. No one said you're the weak link. I'm not
You think
the
weak I'm
weak.
Link.
No one's saying that, man. You're okay.
You're clearly
I see what you're trying to say. You're trying to say I'm the weak link. No one
I don't like that the only way they turn him heel all the time is through mental illness.
But it's amazing.
It is pretty good.
What, do you want to bring Goatface back?
He's still Goatface. Did he shave?
No.
He's still Goatface then.
It's just a man with a beard.
No, it looks
says
like
another
good.
Man with a beard. It's only true. We understand.
Only you and Daniel Bryanson.
That's another reason why I wish we could have got me Daniel Bryan this weekend so you guys could compare
just
beards.
Just touch beards?
Yes. Beard to beard.
We went to Comic-Con this weekend. Daniel Bryan was there.
That
would have
been an awesome picture. I would have made, made that our cover photo. That would have been sick.
But he wasn't
beard
there,
to beard.
Though.
What?
Well, he wasn't there when we were there.
He's only there for a couple hours.
We did meet the Green Ranger.
We're definitely going to the New York Comic Con, and we will have awesome pictures.
We
and
met
shit.
The Green Ranger.
It was awesome. Pretty good.
Well,
shout out
in for the
shout
New
out
York Comic
Con. Jason Frank, you amazing.
Are we talking about Raw? Yeah, I'm talking about wrestling. Although, speaking of, and I can tie this in, CM Punk is a huge Jason David Frank fan.
I know they had a picture together.
Who isn't? He's the Green Ranger.
It is the Green Ranger.
More importantly, CM Punk, but.
I was like, we're about to fight.
No, New York Comic Con, CM Punk will be there, Daniel Bryan will be there, Big Show, I believe, will be there.
Oh, yeah, I gotta get that one.
That's gonna be a short line.
I would say, can you pick me up with, like, on your one hand and just, like, put
cool.
me at, like, at 18 feet
Yo,
in the air?
Come on, I've been doing
we're
that all
have
day.
To get shirts and Near Fall Wrestling shirts and go there representing
You know,
Near
I was
Fall.
We thought of that literally as we got on
well,
the
Well, Philly Comic Con, there wasn't enough wrestlers there. It's not worth
you
it.
You would be surprised. There was a lot of all the Yes shirts.
Yeah.
All the Yes shirts.
You should have worn the No shirt then.
I wore my Yes shirt.
You should have worn the No shirt.
Why?
No, I didn't wear my
Yes shirt. Yes is coming back.
Yes is coming. No, they're,
Yes
they're is
coming
back.
Back. There was all the chants tonight were all
that's
Yes.
All
yes.
It's been
Yes.
They've been chanting Yes for a while.
No, even Daniel Bryan, like, he brought, yeah, he brought the Yes,
those
Yes,
fingers,
Yes down the ramp
yeah.
again. It's like, it's so good.
All right, so a quick match, I'm assuming it was quick, the Usos versus Prime Time Players.
Yeah, it was like three,
it was pretty quick,
three four
but
minutes.
The Usos did good.
Usos won for some reason.
That's good.
Yeah, okay with that.
I like the Primetime Players.
I do too. But
when they had AW, it was amazing.
They're just getting... I don't even know why they're there. But they had AW. It was awesome.
Why not bring up Chris Hero and have Claudio and him be...
Because we need Bo Dallas to get brought up next from NXT.
Ugh, it makes me nauseous. I don't understand it.
He's the NXT champion now.
Yeah!
You do understand that there is... That Mason Ryan... Not Mason Ryan, that's from the next
season. He's out.
Yeah, no, no, no. There's, I forget what
his name is. He's back at FCW.
Yeah, but fuck me, because I forgot. It's... Ryan something in NXT.
Seacrest.
No. This dude is a freaking monster. Like, he towers over Biggie Langston. Like, he's disgustingly
big. Is he as big as Biggie Langston?
Yeah, like, he's huge.
He's stronger than Biggie Langston.
He looks way stronger
than Biggie. Is he stronger than Mark Henry?
Probably not. Okay. Nobody is.
I just want to make sure that's...
He pulled two tractor trailers, motherfucker!
Yeah, and then Sheamus beat his ass. Motherfucker.
Oh, that was so fucking dumb.
Alright, so the Usos beat the Primetime Players.
Didn't do that tonight.
Millions of dollars.
No, they did
millions
the war dance thing.
Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
Oh my god.
are we going to talk about Rock's new show again?
No.
The Hero? No. Right. Because, let's give The Rock more money.
He needs a reality show so that way he can interact with the fans more and say every catchphrase ever. Although in a reality TV show form now.
Ugh.
That's probably what it's going to be. You mark my words. On there it'll be like all of his dumb ass
shit. That just reminded me. Did you guys see the meme picture of circulating around? It was a screen cap from Fast 6, and it was like Vin Diesel just at like a grill or something.
Yay!
Like that. It was just like, there's a part-time wrestler behind me, isn't there? I just fucking lost it. I was like, I mean, it's the best thing I've seen.
That's good. Because it was Vin Diesel's face. He's like, is that like look to the corner of his eyes like, oh, there's a part-time wrestler behind
that,
me. Isn't
that
there?
Might be Vin Diesel's greatest line ever since the Iron Giant.
I wonder if like the scenes get weird because The Rock's pretty gay, like figuratively, and then Vin Diesel's actually gay. I wonder how those scenes get.
Is he really gay?
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
Vin Diesel's
he's
actually
like all,
gay.
Is he really
all
like,
the gay?
And he plays D&D in WoW.
I might have.
All right, Eric, you're not helping our case.
I might take.
I'm just saying, Vin Diesel's an awesome gay guy.
Vin Diesel, I might forget about Triple X.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
That was worth it. I might forget about that movie now. Triple X sucked.
Yeah, it did.
So I'm going to forget about it.
Did.
The only redeeming thing about the first one is that Rammstein was in it.
Yeah.
Touche.
That was pretty cool. All
right. And then Sheamus versus Cody Rhodes. I'm assuming Sheamus
won. Sheamus won with the bro kick.
Ugh.
And then he dropped
Cody Rhodes is so talented.
Yep. So is Sandow.
Yeah, it's Sandow's even more talented.
Well, that's really what it
Sandow,
was.
Sandow, world heavyweight champion.
The whole, like, Sandow, yeah. Sandow.
Welcome Sheamus to this week's episode of Eric on Sandow's Dick.
He's gonna be a champion! One day, I swear to God!
Like, 5 years from now, we're gonna be have, like, the largest wrestling podcast in the world. And Eric's, and he's gonna win.
Actually, it's just gonna be Eric on the podcast by himself. I told you.
I told everybody!
You. What did I say? I was there when I said it. Now I'm gonna bring up my favorite clips of me saying it formally on the podcast. This is March. I said it there. Did you hear it? I'm gonna play it back again. That was it.
All I'm saying is, you guys just need.
I love Sandow. He's gonna be a great champion.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get buried first.
He's getting buried now.
He's getting buried. He's the beginning of the burial.
I feel like Tensai's digging his grave for him.
Tensai's digging his own grave.
Tensai's digging everybody's grave. Actually, Singar is just like.
Tensai
just
is the
backhoeing graves out, just 6 feet deep. So that match was probably great.
It's quick.
It was amazing.
Fandango versus. Why did this
okay, happen? This match fell apart.
The match started.
It fell apart when they announced that the Great Khali was in it.
They had the. They
pretty much.
Fandango and Summer Rae came out. They did the intro. Khali and Natalya came out. Match
you
started.
You can't wrestle. And they meant that for both of them.
Even though Fandango can wrestle, but anyway. Yeah. But no, the match went on for like a minute and a half. Then Fandango started running. Then Miz came out. Then, oh, Wade Barrett, I gotta charge up my elbow.
Can I tell you how much I love his fucking theme song?
Oh, yeah, his new theme.
Oh, yeah.
Can we also just comment the fact that Wade Barrett finally has good music?
Hold on. It's amazing.
He finally has good music after, like, 3 years.
That's totally gonna be the intro to the podcast. I love that fucking song.
So that's the third intro to the
Shut
podcast
up.
So
far. We're just gonna make 40 minutes of intro music.
So then Miz was gonna attack Fandango, Barrett attacked Miz, and then match ended with Khali winning due to count out.
Oh.
And then Barrett beat Miz.
Barrett
with the four.
Yeah, but that match was like
the
Fandango's running away, and then those Miz and Barrett are fighting, and then commercial, come back from commercial, it's Miz and Barrett in the ring, like, oh, this match is this is gonna happen.
They're gonna wrestle.
No, it's just started. And then Fandango comes out and starts dancing. So that the Miz figure four is best thing ever. Ugh. That, like I said, that match was just a debacle right from the beginning.
I wonder what their angle is with this.
Is maybe we shouldn't play hot potato with the Intercontinental title.
Oh, I get it. I get it now. They're gonna do a triple threat match for the Intercontinental title.
Either way, we should care about the Intercontinental title.
I do.
Because it's the best title.
I do, and I like we.
I kind of wish Dean Ambrose had the Intercontinental title right now.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
He had both, really?
No, instead
What's
of
wrong
the US
with that?
Title. No, instead of the US
Whoa,
title.
Whoa, Tim. Calm down.
I want someone good with the I want someone good. No, I'm more of an Intercontinental title, Mark. Some of my favorite people have.
Yeah, the US title is useless. It's always been useless.
No, I like it.
What?
I won't agree with it. I like it. Cesaro had it for almost a year.
Yes,
he made it relevant. Zack Ryder had it.
Who good did Cesaro wrestle while having the US title?
Shut your fucking mouth.
Exactly.
Stop with the fucking valid points. I don't give a fuck.
Stop having meaning.
Cesaro was even on Raw tonight.
Okay, but listen. Cesaro hasn't been on Raw in a while.
You're helping your point so much.
I should have worn my Cesaro shirt tonight. By the way, super hype about it. Gonna post like a little 4-screen shot of my giant order from the WWE.com where I spent way too much money on. I got the
you should be proud of that.
I got the Mark Henry shirt. I got
that's
CM Punk. No, it doesn't say that's what I do. I wish it did.
That's what I do.
It's just Bent on Destruction. It's his new one.
Oh.
And they don't have a That's What I Do shirt.
WWE, they had one job.
Sin Cara fucked that up too.
God fucking
I got a Sin Cara
mask. Who gave him Photoshop? Like, he knows how to work Photoshop. It's more like he has Microsoft Word with all them fucking glitter text comments. Crap.
Wow.
It's called Pop-Art.
Pop-Art, that's it.
So, and then I got the CM Punk hoodie. And
Did you get JR's bitchin' ass barbecue sauce?
I did. It's main event mustard.
We're buying that. We're buying that kit,
and we're
making
some
barbecue.
I'd rather not, actually.
We're YouTubing us eating. We're going to combine all the sauces that come and the beef jerky into just one big ass pot.
If
boil
we
it
eat
and
this
eat
sauce,
it.
Will we turn into JR?
No.
We're going to have a stroke?
My God.
I wasn't going there. I wasn't going there.
Holy
God. That is all, Tim.
What do you think gave him the stroke?
I was just eating too much shitty food. I was just saying, are we going
to
sprout out like a cowboy hat and scream Slobberknocker over and over again?
Yeah. Are we going to do that? Are we not going to do that?
Are we going to do that?
Because the whole time, as soon as the JR box comes, it's going to be like, guess what? They dropped off a Slobberknocker over delivery.
By God, it's the best barbecue sauce I ever had in my life.
What's up with that chicken? It's dead! It's dead! We've killed it!
But as God is my witness, this chicken is dead! Eric's dying. He's having a stroke right now.
He's done.
Without
we're moving on.
And then 3 vs 3 Diva match, so we're moving on past that.
Wait, we forgot about the CM Punk should have come back again.
It's not on the list yet, you son of a bitch.
Oh, I just want to get to that because I hate it.
Alright, then the Team Hell No Rift?
That was like the before Daniel Bryan fought Ryback. It was like Daniel Bryan going off on his own. Is there a rift between Team Hell No? We don't know. Maybe.
Then it was Daniel Bryan versus Ryback, and Daniel Bryan whooped his ass because Daniel Bryan's the shit, and Ryback's the pathetic.
Yeah, Ryback and Daniel Bryan won because Ryback was like, "Fuck, I gotta put this motherfucker through a table because he's been whooping the shit out of me for 15 minutes."
Yeah, that was awesome.
And then Cena comes out, and then Axel comes out. And then it's a no disqualification match between Cena and Axel.
Was because Triple H is not able to wrestle tonight.
Yeah, nobody cares.
All of the Helmsley.
Once he cut the hair off, nobody gave a fuck.
Once he got
lost his power.
Samson.
He still has a Fu Manchu.
Fuck off. No, he doesn't.
He doesn't?
Not at all.
Nah,
I don't pay attention to his face.
He's completely clean shaven. And buzzed.
I just wait for the sledgehammer and him to fall over.
Ugh. And then, so Cena came out, then Axel followed Cena, then that match started, no disqualification.
The match sucked.
Again.
No perfect plex. Sucked.
Really? Is that how you're going to be this match?
Yep. They almost had it on a chair, and it was going to be
They almost had a perfect plex onto a chair. And
they almost had a perfect plex on the table. That would have been amazing.
No. But then, of course, John Cena started the 5 moves of destruction. Need to get that 5-knuckle shuffle, and you can't see to John Cena.
I'm going
to
slap you with my fingertips. What?
It's not even the fingertips. It's like, it's not. It's the bendy
of your finger, the middle of your
fingers. It's the bendy straw of your fingers.
Yeah, it's the bendy straw of your fingers between your fingertips and your knuckles.
That's a medical term, by the way. We looked it up on WebMD. It's the bendy straw of your finger.
What's wrong with the hand, doctor? Well, you see right where your bendy straw is? It's a little bit broken. It's a little bit broken.
You have a strain in your third and fourth ripple of your bendy straw. They're dented in slightly.
It's a little hyperextended in your bendy straw.
So your fingers aren't going to bendy all the way in like they should. They're broken.
All right, and then, so that was pretty much the end of Raw. Ryback came out.
You totally skipped the CM Punk thing. Like
the table and then
relax, I was saving for the end.
No.
Best for last.
We're done with this John Cena
put
stupid
Cena to
match.
The table, and technically Curtis Axel's 3-0.
Yep. It's all the countouts. All the
countouts.
He hasn't done.
If the countout exists,
no, don't watch your words very carefully.
Hang on,
if the countout,
watch your words very carefully, you son of a bitch.
If the countout is going to be a real thing, which I've hated it since I was a fucking kid,
it doesn't count as a real loss. So
it counts as a win, though.
It definitely counts.
Nope.
You guys are assholes.
I'm going by Paul Heyman rules. Paul Heyman says 3-0 is 3-0.
Yeah, I do kind of believe in Paul Heyman sometimes.
Exactly.
Sometimes? How could you not? He, like, created wrestling. He invented Jericho.
He
invented Jericho, and Jericho, in turn, invented wrestling.
Can I just do it?
Isn't that in the Bible?
Can I just do it? ECW. ECW. ECW.
There's a rhythm to it.
ECW. 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 Hey, we're from Philly. We're allowed to do that all day.
That's true.
We should just go.
I don't even know the fucking way to say ECW.
I do. I just missed New Jack.
Okay. Right. This is going to go off on a tangent.
The highlights of the night.
Ooh, yeah. Jericho signed a contract. Heyman put it
this
in his
This is
pants.
The highlight. Y'all suck.
No, I was kidding. Another perfect opportunity to introduce Punk back in, you know, like a reasonable time before Payback, but we're not going to do that.
It's Sunday after Payback, Sunday after next, so I'm not even sure if they're going to show Punk on Raw.
This is just going to and here he is on Payback, just
yeah,
like
much.
We promised.
I feel like there's something's going to happen. Like, it's going to be shocking. He's going to have grown his hair out or something, and he's a face or like some crazy, because they're purposely like.
What if it's just Mike Tyson tattoo?
That'd be awesome. Like a cop.
I was in Bangkok.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's. Still hyping up for really nothing because
it's gonna be an awesome match.
It is gonna be an awesome. Technically,
at this point, I'd rather see Chris Jericho wrestle Paul Heyman.
At this point, I'd rather see you take that flashlight and shove it up your ass.
Damn!
I'm just sick of this. It's
been 2 weeks.
WWE, you have all the time to bring out CM Punk and start this feud right. But you're doing it wrong.
That's true. Let's start a last minute two and a half weeks.
I just miss him so much.
She's I miss him so much.
My heartstrings are being pulled. That was the most gayest thing I've
ever
said. That was the most biggest gay thing I've ever said.
Yep.
We're gonna mark that and play it over and over.
Over and over again. Just put it on a loop in the middle of the podcast.
That's gonna be your new ringtone.
That's gonna be the intro.
Great, now it's an hour long intro. What will be the longest podcast you've ever heard in your life?
All right, well, we will be signing off for this week. Next week, we're going to have some cool segments about top 5 or top 10s.
We're doing heels.
Yeah, and we need you guys, and we're going to post this on Facebook and Twitter. We need you guys to come up with your top 5 lists of the top 5 faces of all time. And
good
we'll
luck,
talk about
fuckers.
That. And we'll talk about that because we obviously can't come up with them. So, now heels, we're going to have a list of 433.
Heels, you know what? Next week's podcast is going to be us making a list of heels.
The Near Heel Cast.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
We're just going to yell at each other until one of us is right, which means you two are going to yell CM Punk until
no,
I finally
me,
cave.
Mike, Eric, whoever's guest with us next week is going to be yelling literally everyone we know. Is
you guys saying I'm the weak link?
Yes.
I'm not the weak link.
You are the weak
link. You're the weak link.
Okay, I'm the weak
link. Oh, wait, no. You're not the weak link. That's
all right, guys. Any last words, shout-outs that you want to give before we do our outros? I want to say...
Always be Sandowin.
Oh, my God. Always be punkin.
No.
I'm trying to make punk
no.
catch on. It's not going to catch on. All
right, I actually want to give a shout out to our very good buddy Mike, who's sick tonight.
Aww.
He's under the cover, then the weather, and he's allergic to rain, so he didn't come tonight.
Yeah, we had a lot of people out tonight.
Yeah, a lot. Like, all of our backups were out.
Yeah,
and so,
John couldn't come.
Our friend Ryan couldn't come. Justin couldn't come, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of erectile dysfunction in our group.
Wow. That's awkward.
I want to leave now.
And none of them could.
Before something
can bad. Can we end it?
Yeah, it's
getting bad.
All right, Tim, why don't you sign out?
Yeah, it's Tamal on Nearfall Wrestling. You can follow me. Actually, just follow me on all the Nearfall stuff. I don't like being a face. I'm a heel. I'm going to hide in the darkness.
That doesn't make sense. But okay, Eric.
If you want to follow me personally on Twitter, it's at Ryjin, R-Y-J-N, because people can never understand what I mean. And thanks for listening. And always be thank you.
Always be saying it. You were about to say it again.
What? Always be saying now?
Yeah, yeah. You were halfway through it.
Always be saying now.
Always
be saying now.
Always be. Oh, I got to take a leak.
And share the podcast and the Facebook page.
Please. We need you guys to share. We need to get our names out there.
Follow us on Twitter. We live chat most of the wrestling events.
Yeah. Tweet us on Twitter during any of the events and we will tweet back. If you have any questions, concerns, ideas.
Say something stupid, we'll yell at you.
Yeah, we can do that. If you feel like being told you're terrible at life, we can do that. We're really good at
that.
You can message us on Facebook. I'm your host, Rydell Casal. You can follow me on Twitter, at Rydell Casal, because I'm real creative like that. You can also find me on Facebook. I'm Rydell Casal.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
I have to find you.
Yeah, you probably should.
Actually, I discovered that.
And I know I've been saying this for the last 3 weeks, but soon the website will be up and you can check us out at nfwrestling.com. And again, if you guys have anything you want to add or any ideas, things you want us to talk about, give us a shout out. Let us know. And you guys have an awesome rest of the week.
Later. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.